Game Live presented by Mercedes-Benz, the official automobile company of the New York Giants, right here on MSG Network. I am Courtney Fallon, your host, joined alongside a panel of former New York Giant Super Bowl greats. We've got Sean O'Hara, Dave Deal, Amani Toomer in the house tonight. Guys, Dallas seemed to control the line of scrimmage. They controlled the clock. We're not able to get anything off the offensive line. And, they lost this one. 19-3. Sean, your thoughts?
Pretty much the better team all around tonight. I thought the Giants really slept walk through the first half, and to me that kind of was the story of the game. You got to give Eli better protection. He didn't look comfortable in the pocket, couldn't set his feet all night long, and they really missed Odell Beckham. I mean, they did not have an offensive spark. I was looking for somebody to step up and kind of just say, hey, guys, look, I'm going to be the guy. Brandon Marshall was non-existent until the end of the game there, and they just couldn't get anything going. But I thought the first half, sleepwalking through that, really was the demise.
You talk about the defense. I mean, for the fact that in the first half they were on the field for 20 minutes of the game, I don't care who you have out there, you're going to wear down as the game prolongs. And you know, as an offense, the only way to keep your defense fresh is to make sure that you convert on third down. The Giants' offense going 0-for-5 on third down in the first half completely affected the momentum of the game. And you saw this defense in the second half, third to fourth quarter, those runs go from maybe a 2 to a 3 yard gain, start breaking into the 10s and 11s, and the Cowboys offensive line started to dominate the game.
Yeah, I think the big story is Odell Beckham. He did not play. I don't see why people are so surprised that he didn't play, because of the fact that he didn't practice all week. And if you're being a quarterback and a wide receiver relationship, it's perishable. It's like a golf swing. If you don't practice it, it's not going to be sharp. And if he would have went in today, I don't think he would have made as big an impact. I've tried to play without practicing during the week. It was a very tough thing to do. But I think that the Giants' offense altogether should not have been so stagnant with only losing one player. One player shouldn't affect the entire team, and that's exactly what it did. It didn't even just affect the way they looked. It affected their whole morale. They didn't come out with the fire that I thought that they usually show, and it should show this week. We only have 47 plays in the whole first half.
Amani, you're talking about losing one guy on the offense. You go out in the offseason and you get Brandon Marshall. He was virtually ineffective. Was that the big problem in the first half? What were your thoughts on how that offense started out, Dave?
Well, I thought that they lacked the spark. You know, when you look at the fact that what Amani's saying, look, it's Sunday Night Football. It's week one. Where was the energy, the excitement, the passion? You know, it's been a long time since you played in a game, and week one, you're fresh. You know, everybody pretty much is healthy with the exception of Odell. And, you know, Dave, to your point, I thought you hit the nail on the head. The defense was held them in the game.
Yeah, they did
a great job in the red zone. And offensively, let's take a look at these stats. I mean, you can't have 5 punts in the first half. They had 49 yards of total offense, 2 first downs the entire first half. You mentioned the time of possession. Here it is right here. I mean, the Cowboys had the ball for 20 minutes in the first half. Offensively, you go out there, you throw a donut out there with no points, 49 total yards, 26 passing yards. I mean, the Cowboys' defense was one of the worst passing defense all last year. They revamped the secondary. They ended up losing Orlando Scandrick in the game due to a hand injury, and they couldn't capitalize on it. They couldn't spread them out. Eli couldn't get comfortable, couldn't attack downfield. And I thought that the defense was tired as much as they kept them in the game. Look, in the NFL, if your defense holds the other team to 19 points in a game, you should be able to win that game.
Or at least it should be competitive. I mean, close. It wasn't competitive, not even throughout the majority of this game. And it's sad. It's sad to see, because I know a lot of people talking about how good these Giants team is going to be and everybody's really excited. I think the people in that locker room actually started to believe it. And they came out tonight looking that way.
It took the Giants 18 minutes to get their first down in that game. Let's ask you, Dave, on this one. Controlling the line of scrimmage is so important in a game, and clearly the Giants' offensive line was outmatched by the Cowboys' defensive line. What made them so effective tonight?
You know, I think when you look at the Giants' offensive line coming into this game, you know you can't be in third and long situations, and what you put on film, unless you correct it, it's never going to change. So the stunts up front by the Cowboys' defensive line, you knew that they were going to use that to their advantage with their 3 prolific pass rushers out of this game due to suspension. So you know on those situations you're going to have to punch, you're going to have to pass. So for these things to happen during the preseason and not to correct them week one, there's no excuse for it.
Yeah, this team looked like they were a step slow. They looked like they didn't come with the fire that we expected them to. And Eli looked a little off, too. And I wonder if that is because of the hits that he's been taking, the three sacks, or something. But he just looked like he wasn't as sharp and as crisp on some plays. He wasn't moving the linebackers and the safeties to create the little openings that he usually finds in defenses. So, you know, we'll see. Hopefully this is just a wake-up call for this team. Remember when we won the Super Bowl in 07, we lost our first game in Dallas. We were a little more competitive than they were when we played them, but still.
It was a shootout.
Yeah, it was.
We scored some points.
Yeah.
We were working that sideline, as usual.
All right, well, there's much more coming up here on Giants Post Game Live. Right after the break, we're going to get to head coach Ben McAdoo at the podium. But first, we got to read some things to pay the bills here.
Yeah, who's paying our bills? What is that? What are we looking
at? Hey, Giants fans, entry for a chance to win a Pelican 16-15 air wheeled check-in case with foam at Adorama.com/Giants. Adorama, the official retailer of the New York Giants. Stay right there. Much more coming up on Giants Post Game Live. Welcome back to Giants Post Game Live. I'm Courtney Fallon, joined by my panel of Giants experts.
You can call us champions.
You guys are champions.
It just rolls off the tongue.
Yeah. You're talking about the Giants' Sunday night loss to the Dallas Cowboys, 19-3. Eli Manning under all sorts of pressure in this game. Sean, I think you have plenty to say on that one.
Yeah, well, it's never a good thing when they're introducing the offensive starters, and as they're introducing them, your quarterback gets set. They were saying, here's the starting left tackle, left guard, center, and this happens. DeMarcus Lawrence just goes right by Bobby Hart and John Jerry on a simple T twist. That really set the tempo and set the mood, and you could tell Eli was not comfortable in the pocket. He looked like Cole Trickle, kind of back behind the race car after a crash. And I think that really was the story of the night for Eli. Couldn't get settled, couldn't get comfortable. And when you look at this offense, and you mentioned before, Brandon Marshall comes, Evan Ingram, they draft him. They were supposed to score points. You know, last year they were the 26th ranked scoring offense. They didn't, you know, they didn't score over 30 points all year long. And you thought even without Odell, they'd be able to score points, but to only get 3 points against this Cowboys defense, half their defense is suspended. I don't get it. It doesn't add up to me.
Well, we have to hold that thought right there. Right now, let's go down to Dallas, where head coach Ben McAdoo is at the podium.
All right, tough way to open the season. Give Dallas all the credit. They came out here and won the ball game. We have a long week to get better as a football team, and we have a lot of work to do. Our complimentary football was non-existent tonight. Let's open it up.
What does that mean, your complimentary football?
All three phases playing together.
Ben, what do you say about the offense and all those three and outs early? I mean,
the offense was very disappointing. We're going to go back and look at the film and see how we can get better.
Is losing, not having Odell for a night, that big?
We have plenty of players who can make plays on the offense outside of Odell. That's no excuse.
Why did you think you were unable to sort of get Brandon Marshall going or get him involved?
We weren't able to get anyone going. No one got going.
What was the thought process with Odell before the game? Was there a chance he might play?
There was a chance. It was a medical decision. We decided it was best to hold Odell out.
How close was he?
We decided it was best to hold him out.
Ben, you probably answered maybe the most questions this offseason about your offensive line. Eli was still, it appeared anyway, under a lot of pressure, didn't have a lot of time. What did you feel about the way your offensive line?
We need to go back, take a look at the film. You know, I don't think any part, no part of the offense was functional tonight.
Ben, I think the first time you went downfield, it was about a minute and a half to go in the third quarter. Was that because the line wasn't giving Eli time enough to throw, or was
Say that one more time.
You didn't really go downfield until about a minute and a half to go in the third quarter when Eli tried to hit Marshall about 40 yards downfield. Was that by design, or was that because...
That's just the way it worked out.
Did you consider making any changes on the offensive line tonight at any point?
Again, it's you can't just point the finger at one person or one position when you have an outing like that.
There was a couple stunts or twists. It seems like that's something that keeps coming up.
I agree.
why do you think it is a problem?
Because we're struggling to block it.
Is it communication? Is it individual effort?
It's a combination. It's technique.
How do you fix it?
Get better at your technique.
I assume you tried to do that, though. You've tried to do that the last couple weeks, right?
Next question.
When you guys got down in the red zone, was there any thought of going to Brandon at any point?
Absolutely. Absolutely. He was part of the progression.
What did you think of your defense overall? They were on the field a lot of plays in the first half.
Yeah, I thought the defense had some decent moments in there. They were physical. They competed their tail off, just like everybody did. There was no lack of effort out there tonight. But, you know, the defense has to get off the field. Time of possession was out of whack. That was, you know, a combination of all three phases. Field position, special teams has to factor in there. Defense has to get off the field, and the offense has to possess the ball and move the ball.
And are you hopeful that Odell will be back on Monday after the long week?
We'll see. We'll see.
Did he do any route running before today, or was this the first time he kind of got out there and was able to do that?
He worked with the trainers and the medical staff.
Ben, that drive that they just before the half, you guys got the ball and another three and out, and then they were able to tack on a field goal. I mean, how dispiriting is that moment where you can't even just run out the clock to end the half?
Well, we were trying to move the ball and get points on the board. It was a two-minute drive. Didn't work out. We gave the ball back to them.
Ben, you've been working since April pretty much for this moment, at least to get the season started. Can you just characterize or just your emotions right now, how disappointing it is?
Well, it's one of 16 games. We have to be careful getting too emotional about one football game. But it's one of 16. A lot of effort and energy goes into the first game. Got to tip your hat to Dallas and move on to the next.
Do you think there's something fundamentally wrong with the offense at this point? I mean, you have all the new personnel, different formations, and this is a seventh straight game. You haven't scored 20 points.
No, we didn't function at a high level tonight.
What did they do early offensively to? They seem to be able to move the ball early. What did they do then?
They do what they do best. They grind out yards. They grind out yards. They fall forward with the ball carrier. They convert third down and short to medium quite well. And they keep the clock moving. They possess the ball.
You came out in the second half. You actually had some success in that opening drive. Second half offensively. Mm-hmm. What did you change?
Nothing. We stuck to the plan. Why made a couple adjustments at halftime, but nothing major.
What was the difference, though? Why do you think it didn't work in the first half and then it worked there in that third quarter there?
That's a great question. Execution.
How did you assess your running back play?
Again, we have to go back and take a look at the film. I'm not going to comment on that until I look at the tape.
One more. Well, Coach seemingly upset with the media, not really giving any explanation or answers, not happy with the way that the offense performed, called it very disappointing. They weren't able to get anyone going. No part of this offense was functional tonight, and I think, Imani, you can agree that Brandon Marshall was a big problem there. Three targets, one catch, one drop. Is there a question of whether there's not enough chemistry between Brandon Marshall and Eli Manning?
Well, I think that's going to play itself out throughout the season. But I think for the first game, I think when I look at Eli, I just looked at a guy who didn't really know where to go with the football at all times. And usually when you have Odell, you kind of have a starting point of where you want to go. And you have a starting point of focus of where the offense wants to go. And I think it was a little disjointed in the plan in the sense that they didn't really have a guy that they would go to in a key situation, a key third down. And that always seems like it really makes Eli not as efficient, and I think that's what happened today. They just weren't anybody standing out saying, "Give me the ball, I'm ready to play. I've come to play." It was always even just trying to find people.
You know, I know Coach McAdoo was just asked towards the end of it, and he kind of talked dwindly about it. But the second half, you always talk about what happens at halftime. You make adjustments. The Giants' offense came out in the second half and looked different. You started to see the ball getting spread to Sterling Shepard, whether it was the end around, getting him in the open field in a quick slant. Then they ran the end around screen. They start marching the ball. You see Eli make a great check on second and eight, getting the ball to first and four. What's the next thing? Sack on second down, continue to move past the chains, trying to fight an uphill battle. They have to settle for three. That was their opportunity offensively to completely change the momentum of that football game. And once again, a negative play completely changed everything.
Well, we got to take a quick break here on Giants Post Game Live presented by Mercedes-Benz. Right after the break, we have the quarterback Eli Manning at the podium. But first, Ben and Jack's guests of our post-game show will receive a gift certificate to Ben and Jack's located on 5th Avenue and 28th Street in Manhattan.
Yum.
From the celebrated Porthouse of Finer Seafood, Ben and Jack's will surpass your expectations. Stay right there. And we're back. Welcome back to Giants Post Game Live, presented by Mercedes-Benz. Right now, we got to get back down to Dallas, where Paul Dottino is standing by with linebacker Devin Kennard.
All right, so your first real pro game, Evan. What did it feel like, and how did it or did it not meet your expectations?
It was fun. It was really energetic, a great energy, but we got a win. That's plain and simple.
Eli did find you on a handful of passes. That certainly had to make you feel good. Some chemistry going with the quarterback.
Try to keep the chains moving, but we got to score more points, man. We got to find a way to get in the end zone, so that really doesn't matter.
The offense was stagnant in the first quarter. What got you guys off to such a slow start? Or didn't, I should say?
Defense made some good plays. We got to make more plays than them.
Evan Ingram, thank you.
Appreciate it.
All right, obviously that is not Devin Kennard. That was Evan Ingram, the rookie tight end. He had 7 catches. Had quite an impact in this game. Amani, what did you like from the kid tonight?
I liked the fact that he went in there and competed. I didn't like the fact that they tried to put a lot of offense on this young player. I mean, his first game, you know, you can't really expect too much of somebody their first game. If they give you a lot their first game, good. But to put a whole offense and kind of put it around this young player, I thought that was a little bit unfair. But he did well. I was impressed. But, I think if he's the first-round pick that they expect him to be, we're going to keep on seeing more and more and more growth.
I'll tell you what, he blocked pretty well tonight, too,
yep.
A couple times that I saw him.
All right, hold that thought right there. We got to get back down to Dallas, where Paul Dottino is standing by with Kennard. Take it away.
Devon, usually these Giants-Cowboys games are nail-biters. This one didn't turn out to be. What went wrong tonight?
Defensively, we let them score too many points. It was just a lot of leaky yardage out there that we got to clean up. And, we take responsibility. We want to go out there and play better defense.
Now, Elliott wound up with just over 100 yards. Did not do much in the preseason. How surprising was it that he had the well-oiled machine going tonight?
We expected he was going to be, ready to go. And, we're going to be pissed off that he had over 100 yards. So we got to go back and we got to really humble ourselves and get ready for Monday night.
We had talked a lot about the hype of this game, opening night in Dallas. How deflating is it to come out of here with not such a great performance?
We know we didn't play our best ball. We know what we can do, especially on the defensive side of ball. We got to come out here and fix it. We can't let our heads be down. We got to come back and take that tenacity to the practice field.
Devon Kennard, thanks for your time.
Yeah.
Thanks, Paul, for that one. A bright spot with the linebackers, Dave Deal. B.J. Goodson was all over the field tonight.
That was a big question mark coming into the season. How would he be able to adjust taking over as a starting middle linebacker? 18 total tackles on the night, was all over the field. He did a good enough job in his matchups to win those one-on-ones and minimize Jason Witten, who has been the Achilles heel of the New York Giants. But you have to give him a lot of credit to do this on the road, week one in Dallas, to be able to communicate across the board and play the way that he did. That's a very, very bright sign for the Giants' future at linebacker.
Well, Paul Dottino, very, very busy down there at AT&T Stadium right now. Let's check in with him and defensive lineman Romeo Okwara.
Romeo, tough first quarter, I thought. Dallas was able to control the clock and kind of make things difficult for you. What happened there that your defense wasn't able to get it off early enough in this game?
We just got to come back and do better. I mean, we didn't start the game off the way we like to as a defense. We just have to go back to practice and correct things and come back stronger next week.
What did Prescott show you tonight that maybe he didn't show you as a rookie last year?
I mean, we knew what he was going to do. We just got to go out there and execute better as a defense.
And then finally, the emotion of this game, it was a very big emotional game. How much of a letdown is this to come out of here with this defeat?
It's obviously a big letdown, but we got a lot rest of the season to get through, and we got to get going.
Romeo Okwara, thank you.
No problem.
Sean, the defensive line, obviously, one of the brighter spots of this game. JPP going up against Lyle Collins, he seemed to have his number there. What made him so effective?
Yeah, JPP got fired up a little bit. He had a good battle going on with Collins, and we saw Olivier Vernon have a sack against Tyron Smith, arguably one of the best left tackles in the game right now. I thought overall they didn't give up the big play against Ezekiel Elliott, and I thought defensively they did a good job of swarming, maintaining their gap integrity. The one thing that they really struggled with was getting off the field, and that's something that the Giants did a great job of in both of their wins last year against the Cowboys. In Week 14, they held them to 1-for-15 on third down, and that was really the story of the game. They got them off the field. They pressured Dak. I thought there was a number of times where they brought blitz and it didn't get home, and that really was the difference in the game. With third down in this game, they were 8-for-15, 53%. You're not going to win a lot of games if you can't get the offense off the field.
I like what they did flexibility-wise in the scheme with Olivier Vernon. What did we see him standing up, blitzing into the A-gap, almost like a linebacker? They were doing stunts. They ended up getting pressure and a sack off of it. It's nice to be able to change the combination up front so you don't just have all guys lined up with their hands in the dirt. This way it makes offensive linemen set back, have to think on how they're going to switch things, and then defensively, then you can be the aggressor in that set.
Yeah, I thought they should have started those pressure packages a little bit earlier. I think in the beginning of the game, they kind of just sat back and tried to get off the field ordinarily, traditionally. But then in the second half, they started bringing their blitz package. But by then, they were already down 16 points. They only let up 3 points in the second half. So they picked it up on defense in the second half, but I think they should have picked it up in the first half so that they could have, you know, made this a much closer game.
No, Imani, it's tough, you know, because when the defense is in the game for the entire first half, they definitely had the bend but do not break mentality. We got to take a quick break right now, but right after the break,
we're going to bend, not break.
We're going to bend. We're going to bend to the other side of the break where we will hear from the quarterback, Eli Manning. Stay with us. Welcome back to Giants Post Game Live, presented by Mercedes-Benz. Right now, let's head back down to Dallas. We're here from Eli Manning.
It is disappointing. You know, I think we just didn't convert on third downs well at all in the first half. You know, and they weren't third and longs, third and fours and fives, and we couldn't convert on those. That hurt us. You know, we just couldn't stay on the field. Second half, you know, had a couple drives going, but just couldn't finish them. And just didn't play well enough all around to win that game.
How much can you chalk up the struggles to Odell's absence?
No, I mean, hey, obviously he's a tremendous player, but we got to play better than that. We got to got to do a better job finding completions on third down, converting those third downs, and we'll do a better job of that.
Eli, how under pressure did you feel out there tonight? How rushed were you?
You know, they did a good job. They had some good calls defensively. It was going to take take to that second or third receiver to get open. They were able to get a good rush, bringing four guys a lot of times. So, that's what they do. They do a lot of line stunts, and they did a good job getting some pressure. But there are opportunities to make some plays that we didn't make.
Did ask you a ton of questions this offseason about your offensive line. What's your level of concern? Do you think there's a lot of improvements still to be made there?
I think the whole offense needs to make improvements, and starting with me. So, I got to do a better job. I got to be better prepared, and lead this team better. So, I'll start with me and go from there.
Does it feel different to you, like for you to talk about yourself in that fashion? Do you feel like you were worse than usual tonight, or just that your team needs you to step up in a way?
Just need to play better. Just didn't there were some plays that could have been made, didn't make, got to do a better job getting us into better plays. And, we got a long week and a lot to prepare. And so, playing at home, we'll be better next week.
Last year you got hit a lot. And then the game starts off tonight and you're getting hit pretty good early. Can you just explain, in your thought process, do you have any concerns about when you drop back that you're just going to be you know, because of what happened last year, that this was last year all over again, and it changes the way you play at all?
No, I don't think. You know, I thought I hung in the pocket and moved around and you know, had some, you know, didn't get, you know, wasn't looking at the rush. I think my eyes were downfield and did an okay job moving around and trying to extend a couple plays, but just, you know, couldn't make anything happen with him.
Did they do things defensively different in this game that you didn't see last year?
Yeah, they played, you know, probably less man, especially on third downs. You know, last couple of times played a lot of man-to-man third down. This one played, you know, a lot more zone, two high zones, and different, you know, mixing some new coverages. So they had a good plan. They had some stuff that, I mean, you can't execute it, or we don't have plays that work. But you know, they had some new stuff, and we just couldn't find the right time to hit them to hurt them with those coverages.
Is it possible to describe for us kind of what it's like when the offense is on and off the field so fast? Like, does it feel as fast to you?
We weren't on the field much, and, you know, three and outs, and just not, you know, convert on third downs. It's just tough to get into a rhythm. It's tough to, as a play caller, to call things, and as an offense, just to get the run and the pass and the play action, and just get things going. When you're three and outs, it's tough, and it's tough in our defense. And, you know, they're on the field a long time, so we got to help them out. We got to do a better job.
Eli, it took a while for you to even target Brandon Marshall. What was going on with that?
Like, we just didn't have any plays, you know, especially in the first half. Just, had some sacks, had some three and outs, so we just didn't have a whole lot of plays. But we got to find, we got to get, you know, he's a weapon. We got to find ways to get him the ball.
Were you looking for him especially near the goal line? It seemed like on one of them there was at least one play where you were looking at him on the right side.
Look, you know, they were, you know, kind of had a double. I was just kind of looking that way to try to move some safeties to come back, and you know, maybe would have had a shot to hit Evan in the end zone. But that's when they got good pressure. Didn't have much we could do right there. You know, had to take a sack. So unfortunate situation. Thank you.
You heard the quarterback right there. They couldn't finish drives. They couldn't convert on third down. Sean, what was the number one concern on why the offense struggled so much tonight?
Well, for me, it's always going to start with the run game. And I think when you look at the stats, 12 for 35, that's 2.9 yards of carry. Look, your offensive line, they're not all to blame. I mean, it's everybody. The tight end's got to do a good job. We saw Rhett Ellison whiff on Sean Lee, ended up being a big play. So everybody's included. But when you're not running the ball effectively, essentially what you're doing is you're putting all the pressure on the quarterback. And Eli's hanging tough at the podium right there. He's not throwing anybody under the bus, which is why everybody loves Eli and they love playing for him. He's never going to place blame on anybody else. But when you're not comfortable in the pocket, this is the third play of the game right here. He's getting sacked. So now it's in his head. Okay, they're struggling to block him. All right, look at it. He's moving up. He's pressured. Guys are reaching for the football. Never comfortable. Never set his feet. That's not what you want as a quarterback. And it showed tonight. Eli's, I'm sure, frustrated, but he's never going to blame anybody else.
No, and like you said, once you get things going offensively, like their first drive to start the third quarter in the second half, 16 plays, 68 yards, 9.44, but only settled for 3 points. From that point on, any time that they got that momentum, it was like quicksand. The one thing that saved them that you thought, oh, here they're going to come overcome a hump, third and one, they get the personal foul on Dallas for roughing the quarterback. You think this is their chance to do it, and nobody for this team offensively took the reins and step up when they needed to.
Amani, my question, next question to you. Do you think that this is the Odell Beckham effect? Why did this drastically change the Giants' game plan without having a guy like number 13 out on the field?
I think if Odell Beckham was on the field, the results would have been exactly the same because of what Sean is talking about earlier. Yeah. If you don't run the football effectively, you take away the play-action pass effectiveness.
Yeah.
If the play-action pass isn't effective, then now you're just going to, whenever you're trying to move the ball, you're going to just drop straight back. That puts pressure on an offensive line that's already one of the weaker parts of this offense. So the play-action pass game needs to work for this team to be successful. The hard run action, the screens, stuff like that to make the defensive linemen not just pin their ears back and come straight back, but have a little, you know, kind of read on their way to the quarterback instead of just going straight to him because they know there's no other thing that effectively the Giants can do.
Quick break. Hold that thought right there. We got
stiff arms. Yeah.
We got stiff arms. We got to take a quick break.
We need more stiff arms like that today.
True.
Yes, we
are going to hear from BJ Goodson right after the break on Giants Post Game Live, presented by Mercedes-Benz.
He's good, son.
Welcome back to Giants Post Game Live, presented by Mercedes-Benz. Let's go back down to Dallas, where Paul Dottino is standing by with running back Shane Vereen.
Shane, I believe in the first quarter, the offense only had six snaps for single digits in yardage. How difficult was that in terms of a mountain to climb once this game got going and you weren't getting much traction?
Yeah, no, against a team like this, you can't afford to have six plays in the first quarter. They're too good on defense and on offense. We kind of dug ourselves in a big hole, but I still felt like we had a chance coming back in the second half. We came out strong. Unfortunately, we didn't find the end zone today, and I think that really hurt us, as well as just in the beginning of the game, just trying to get things going.
Yeah, I thought that third quarter drive, you ran almost 10 minutes off the clock coming out for the second half and had to settle for a field goal. I thought that really hurt.
Yeah. When we get down in the red zone, we need to finish with touchdowns, especially when we're down 16 in the first half. And you know, you got to tip your hat to Dallas. They played well on defense. They kept everything in front of them, and they made it difficult for us.
When you go back and look at this film, will you talk about the intensity or the energy that might have been missing, or was it simply that Dallas just played a lot better tonight?
I think it was a little bit of both. We got to go back. We got to watch the film and see. I think there was maybe some mental errors here and there, but like I said, you got to tip it off to Dallas. They came out and they played well tonight.
Shane Vereen, thanks for your time.
Thank you very much. Appreciate it.
You heard Paul mention it or allude to it more in the first quarter. The Giants had four plays, 4 yards, 6 offensive plays. The Dallas Cowboys had 136 yards on 26 plays. Dave, your first thoughts on that?
I mean, that in itself speaks volumes about what you're trying to do, about which you always hear all coaches, starting fast on the road. I mean, that's something that you have to do. Started with the defense. They start getting things. They start getting the turnovers. Not the turnovers, but the turnover on downs. You think offensively, here it comes. And once again, the pitfalls of falling in their own traps, whether it's penalties, whether it was the sacks offensively, and which led to this in the third quarter. All of a sudden, things in the open field started opening up for them. Offensively, you see the ball. Unbelievable catch by Cole Beasley right there. But then, once again, Ezekiel Elliott in the third and fourth quarter started breaking those big runs for him that opened things up for them offensively.
But what did we learn about the offense tonight, Sean?
Well, with no Odell Beckham to save them, you know, we really saw this Giants offense for what they are. You know, I mean, so many times last year, the Giants sputtered and they tripped over themselves. And all of a sudden it was, well, Odell takes a slant 66 yards for a touchdown and everything is great. Well, you know what, this offense, there's a lot of room for improvement. There's a lot of things they need to clean up. Coach McAdoo talked about, not playing complementary offense. And your defense goes out there, and they hold the other team out of the end zone 3 different times in the first half there. They made them kick field goals. Your offense has got to go out there and respond. You know, you can't put your defense right back out there. I thought the defense was worn out in that first half. In the third quarter, they put together a nice little drive there. Sterling Shepard kind of came alive, but you know, we heard Eli talk about, well, they played more zone than we thought they would. You've got to be able to adjust. You know, that's the name of the game. You can't go in and say, oh, man, they played a different defense. I mean, Monty, you could probably allude to what that means to you as a receiver if all of a sudden they're playing more zone than you thought they were going to play.
Well, I mean, every time you have a play, there's man in zone different routes for that particular play. So you just got to go to plan B. Plan B is usually built in, but when I look at this field, this team, and the whole feeling from this first game is, you know, this offense did not get better from last year with all the acquisitions they had. At least it didn't show in the first game. You know, their offensive line had problems last year. Same offensive line problems. They couldn't run the football this year. They still couldn't run the football. And then, you know, their tight end play maybe was a little bit better. But other than that, their offense pretty much is the same or a step down from it was last year. And that's a little disheartening for Giant fans right now.
Still more to come here on Giants Post Game Live, presented by Mercedes-Benz. You can hear from a couple more players right after the break. Stay with us. back to Giants postgame live presented by Mercedes-Benz after the Giants went into Dallas and lose 19-3. Ezekiel Elliott, a judge lifting his six-game suspension, allowing him to play in this game. It was quite a lift for the Dallas Cowboys that he was able to play.
Yeah, Judge is clearly not a Giants fan. but I think, you know, Zeke didn't wreck the game. I mean, you see the stats there, 24 for 104, 4.3. He never had the big run. So I think the bright spot here in this game was the Giants. They did a pretty good job on defense. They played well enough to win the game. The red zone defense, I thought, was good enough. But the other thing is, it's week one. You know, the one thing that we all know is that first game, there's a lot of bad football, a lot of sloppy things, a lot of things to correct. The tackling really wasn't a big issue, which is sometimes one of the things that really shows up in week one.
One of the things that you really talk about, yeah, maybe statistically he didn't have the numbers, but he did have those significant plays that made changes for them offensively on the Cowboys. Think about when he was stuffed behind the offensive line, makes a jump cut, gets it outside, gets the first down. We saw him converting in the third and fourth quarter on catching out of the backfield. So he did just enough to help them offensively, creating those mismatches for them to continue to move the chains.
Hidden yards is what he gave you. Yep. He didn't have a big play, but it was death by a thousand paper cuts. He got 5 yards. He got 6 yards. He got 4 yards when he should have been in the backfield. That's what makes Ezekiel Elliott so special. He finds a way to maneuver his way, to break tackles, to get and fall forward. That's the sign of a good running back, a guy who's going to fall forward all the time, and that's exactly what Ezekiel Elliott did today.
Amani played his part in eating a lot of clock, which was a big swing for the Dallas Cowboys.
I see what you did there.
Yeah.
I see what you did there.
Well, we're going to keep feasting here on Giants postgame live presented by Mercedes-Benz. B.J. Goodson, linebacker, right after the break. Welcome back to Giants postgame live presented by Mercedes-Benz. We got to head back down to Dallas one more time. Paul Dottino standing by with second-year linebacker B.J. Goodson.
B.J., on a personal note, 18 tackles, 14 assists. Did you ever have that many in a game before at any level?
Yes, I did.
Where?
I want to say it was the game against Oklahoma before the national championship.
What made it go so well for you in terms of the contact? You certainly were very active.
As far as the performance, it's kind of like because, you know, I'd rather the team have a better outcome. So, you know, as my job as the middle linebacker, now I definitely would rather the unit, you know, have had a better game and the team as a whole. You know, that's where my mind is.
All right, well, let's get your gut check reaction. The biggest positive, which I thought you held them to 4 field goals, right, kept them out of the end zone a lot, and then maybe the one thing you really know that you've got to clean up going into next week.
As far as those positives, there's always things that we can get better at, you know what I mean? And, you know, as far as them actually getting in the end zone, when they did, I feel like, you know, like I said, even with the positives that we have, as far as the negatives, there's things that we could take from it and get better at. So, all in all, you know, we have to get better as a unit, as a team, and, you know, I have to prepare myself better, you know, to make sure everyone else is, you know, where they need to be, how they need to be. Everything is everything, and everyone's having fun. You know, just making sure everyone's having fun, man. I didn't really see the fun tonight. So, you know, I'm looking forward to, you know, getting that back and getting that swagger back.
B.J. Goodson, thanks for your time.
Thank you.
Okay, let's.
Thank you, Paul. Performing well on the field. 14 tackles, 18 total. 4 assists, 1 tackle for a loss. This guy was all over the field tonight. Certainly the star in the middle linebacking core. But I think really with the bigger point about what he just spoke to, Paul Dottino was talking about, he'd rather have the team have a better game. You know, I mean, he's saying all the right things. But what did you see from this kid tonight?
Yeah, I think that's the family feud number one answer right there. You want to hear him talking about the team, not himself. He was all over the place, though. He made a touchdown saving tackle on a screen play. Great recognition. We saw him do it in training camp, and it carried over to the game, which is good. I think this is going to be a different matchup next week against the Detroit Lions because they're not a run-first team. B.J. Goodson, he's proved himself to be an every-down back linebacker. Now he's going to have to teach everybody whether or not he can cover a running back out of the backfield because Detroit has some really electric running backs in Amir Abdullah and Theo Riddick.
And you think about this Lions defense, the fact that they were able to intercept Carson Palmer three times, held David Johnson for 11 carries, only 23 yards. So you know offensively for the Giants, you're going to have your work cut out for you against a nitty, tough defense for the Detroit Lions that all swarmed with the football.
They're going to have to run the football. I mean, because that play-action game, like I talked about, is going to ease up for the offensive line. If they can't get the running game going, or at least get their semblance of some type of running game, it's going to be a tough outing. We need to get our Odell Beckham back as well to get the whole band back together so we can really see what this Giant offense is going to look like in 2017.
Well, speaking of getting the band back together, they better step up, because if not, we're going to be there. Because I don't know if you people know, but it's the Super Bowl 42 reunion.
Whoa.
Yeah, that's right.
Monday night. Yeah.
Cool your chest so on that. I don't know if you're in playing shape.
I'm going to be ready to roll. Oh, I'm a shape.
Are you sure?
Round is a shape.
I have my money. I have my money on Deal over
yeah,
Sean.
We're going to be there, and it's going to be an electric night. So I'm sure the Giants are going to be looking to dust this one off and get their first game at home rocking and rolling.
Trying not to get overly emotional about games. I think that was the term that Ben McAdoo said during his press conference. Are you overly emotional about this loss? Are you ready to dust it off and
absolutely
keep
it's
it
still
going?
Fresh, and we have that taste in our mouth, and the only thing that we can wait till is next Monday when the Giants have the Lions at home, which also gives Odell Beckham Jr. more time to heal up and to do it in his own environment.
Mm-hmm. One thing I liked is when Devin Kennard came on and did the interview, he said that, you know, he wasn't pointing any fingers. He was saying the defense needs to do better. The defense needs to, you know, fix their side of the ball, not pointing fingers at what the offense needs to do. I've been on teams where those two split. Right now, after their first loss, things seem to be in a working order. Even though they need to improve on the field, they're not. The locker room doesn't seem to be any fractures in the locker room so far.
One guy's name that we really didn't talk a lot about tonight is Janoris Jenkins. I thought he had another good game.
Definitely.
Yeah, he had a penalty, which, you know, I mean, it's Rubin's racing in my world. I thought they could have let that one go. One big catch to Dez Bryant, but Janoris Jenkins picked up right where he left off last year.
NASCAR, I like it.
Jack Rabbit.
Showing why he's one of the best shutdown corners in the National Football League. All right, you have to join us here next Monday night against the Detroit Lions, the Giants' home opener. That is when we will return. They got 8 days to get over this loss. Should be enough time for them to work out all the kinks. Thank you for joining us tonight on Giants Postgame Live, presented by Mercedes-Benz.
Great job. Great job.
Hey.